There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 28 of the tabernacle. Keep your lamps burning. Saint Francis once said, "All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle." Our text for today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." As we witnessed yesterday, John's Gospel shares Jesus' statement that he is the light of the world. Today's scripture records Jesus' words to every believer: "You are the light of the world." Scripture proclaims that Jesus is the light of the world while also declaring that his followers are the light of the world. Jesus illuminates the life of every believer so that every believer can shine for him. Larry Fogle sums up this reality for every believer by relating our lives to the lampstand in the tabernacle. "The golden lampstand was a shadow of the light of Christ and the church shining in a dark world. Just as the golden lampstand illuminated the holy place, Jesus and his followers bring illumination to the world. They do so with the bright light of God's Spirit dwelling in them. No one can hide the light that shines from a city set on a hill. One small light can be seen from miles around. Since Jesus is the light of the world, his followers are called to reflect his light into a darkened world." Jesus' words in Matthew show the nonsense of hiding a light under a basket. You can see Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. The reason someone lights a lamp is to spread light. So many times Christians refer to their spiritual journey as private. While much of our relationship with Jesus is internal, the world needs to see our faith publicly demonstrated in visible ways. Bruce Barton, in the Life Application Bible Commentary on Matthew, shares the following application into Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. "Being Christ's disciples means being distinctive. It means spreading the light to everyone in the house, that is, everyone with whom they have contact. In the same way that light shines from a lampstand, Christ's disciples must let their light shine before others. The very reason for the existence of that light is to illuminate, helping show people what to do and where to go. How would people see this light? Through the good works of Christ followers. Jesus made it clear that there would be no mistaking the source of a believer's good works. Others will see and give glory to your Father in heaven. The believer's light shines not for himself, but to reflect the light back to the Father and so direct people to him." As a young child, I remember my mother preparing candles during bad weather that threatened power outages. Before the power failed and our light shut off, she would strategically place several candles around the house. Every room would have a candle. While the lights from our house were still working, the candles added very little light to an already lit room. Only when the power went out did the lighted candles fulfill their ultimate purpose. Just as my mother placed candles in each room to illuminate the entire house, our spiritual lives, properly displayed, give light to a lost and darkened world. You can see Matthew 5, verse 15. It is easy to downplay our effectiveness in life when our lights are shining in the presence of abundant light. The ultimate purpose of light is to shine into the darkness. May the glow from our witness reveal God to the world in the darkest of places. Some questions to consider. As we conclude this week, how do you connect the symbolism of light from the lampstand in the tabernacle to the light of the Lord in your life? Are there any ways you might be hiding your light for God? If so, how? Reflect and respond to the following quote by Charles Spurgeon. The Bible is not the light of the world. It is the light of the church. But the world does not read the Bible. The world reads Christians. You are the light of the world. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.